fund. And for Deschutes County, we have those dollars isolated into our road department. And then some of the dollars also go into, not of the 3.2, but go into our schools as well. And so those are dollars that are critical to being able to care for those roads that lead to tourism and job creation. So it's huge.
So what happens after 2012?
Well, that's a great question, and I'd love to tell you I had an answer, but we're looking for a reauthorization versus an extension. We've had extensions. It is a contract with the federal government, and so one of two things needs to happen. We need to have a reauthorization, or we need to be able to manage our forests. And to be able to manage our forests doesn't mean that we clear cut. We definitely have learned a lot from the 60s, 70s, and 80s of what that does. But we do know that proper thinning and proper forest management can lead to many things, and that's jobs within our forests, as well as getting that biomass material, those latter fuels, and being able to protect our communities. But then also being able to get our mills up and running and be able to do that. But it doesn't mean taking those larger diameter trees and doing a full-on clear cut. It looks much different.
Okay. My guests this morning, Tammy Baining with the Deschutes County Commission Board, and Dave Canner, an administrator. If you have a call, if you'd like to call in with a question, it's 541-585-3542. You're listening to Your Town. And welcome back to Your Town. My guests this morning, Tammy Baining, Deschutes County Commissioner and County Administrator, Dave Canner. And our phone number is 541-585-3542. And we do have a caller who has a comment, and then we have someone who emailed in a question. So, good morning, Tom. What is your comment?
Hi. Incarceration, whether it's an overnight DUI or a 20, 30-year sentence, and take it off of the back of the taxpayers, let the criminals pick up their share of whatever the daily incarceration cost is, and make them pay for it on top of whatever fines or anything. So I don't know where it's going, but at least I spoke my piece, and I just wanted to pose the same idea.
Well, Tom, I thank you so much for that suggestion. And interestingly enough, when I met with the Josephine commissioner, who, of course, you know, had the gentleman that went in and had a triple bypass, they are now charging $60 a day. The difficulty is our cost is about $1.04 a day for incarceration. Or $104, I'm sorry. He's charging $60 mm-hmm. a day. We're talking about a population that really may not be able to pay. But
right.
But they are receiving some funds in, and some is better than none. And I think that it is a piece of ownership toward one's care.
And then we have a question from someone who emailed in.
Stan sent us an email. When will the county quit relying on the federal timber payments? This has been extended for going on 2 decades. The Fed is broke. Isn't it time to stop this?
Absolutely it is, and I underscore that, because we cannot continue to be seeking reauthorization. What we would love to do is be able to get back to managing our forests. And so it isn't a question of either or it is a question of either or. We are not allowed to. We either get the receipts and are a little bit scripted in what we can do for proper forest health management practices, or we cannot. And so it's one of those where we would love to get back in there and not be reliant on the receipts, but we're not allowed to do that. So I wholeheartedly agree, and it is part of the conversation. We're working with conservation groups about what healthy forest practices look like, management practices, and ways that we can get back in.
And that's what we were talking about during the break, because we talked about that earlier this morning. But you said, honestly, you didn't think this would happen in your lifetime. It has to do with pushback from some of the environmental groups.
And I think rightfully so. You can drive around Oregon and you can see areas that have been clear cut, and it's really devastating. But you can also drive across the San Juan Pass and you can see what happens when we have a devastating forest fire. And so I think that Oregon has a story to tell. And I think that people are learning that we're not talking clear cutting anymore. We're talking about forest management practices, and we're talking about the health and safety of our communities.
Okay. And Dave Canner, you're an administrator for the county. The administrator.
Yes.
Tell me about the budget here. What is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
Well, like everybody else in Central Oregon, we're looking at a decline in our property tax revenues next year. And we're going to have to balance the budget and take that decline into account. You know, we're